How is it possible that the show has gone this long without being, you know, just being recorded, just being here? If this sounds a little bit familiar, this is The Daily Shift. I know. If you can tell by the technical difficulties just a little bit ago, you were listening to The Daily Shift, and it's been about, what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks since the last show. Been busy, running around, trying to get things figured out. One of the things being, I want to get this place out there, out in the open, for other individuals. If you've never eaten at Fallon's, it's delicious. It's amazing. And it's at a price that I think just about every banana pudding there is 50 cents. Now, some people would be like, 50 cents for banana pudding? Oh my gosh. Like, you'll want to take off your shoes, kick back, and just relax after eating, like, the first bite. Oh, it's so good. So if you ever hear about Fallon's, go and check it out. Plus, they have other things as well. I am going to do a show over there. The last time you heard me, we did a show at Woodhouse Studios. Now, it's not just like, oh, well, you know, it's a studio, you know, whatever. No, it's a place where you can take your children. They can learn how to play instruments. They can teach you how to sing. An amazing place, an amazing friend, and an amazing family as well. So just keep that in mind the next time you are like, oh, well, where should I go? Woodhouse Studios is the place to go. And I'm not just saying that. I'm telling you, this guy, he can play the piano. I'm surprised he already hasn't done it in front of us. Like, just, he can play the piano and also the drums. And I'm sure it's going to sound amazing. I've seen him play the drums. Actually, one of the first times that I saw him perform, he was playing the drums. And it was a three-man band. And they had people up out of their chairs dancing. I'm sure you've heard this story already, probably on one of the previous episodes. But just phenomenal. And I'm sure you all are like, oh, well, where have you been? What have you been doing? I mean, if you're wondering, I don't know where, like, I've been, where to even start? There's been some tragedies. There's been some good, some bad. But, of course, that comes with the part of life. I was a pallbearer. I also a lot of my friends have been sick, you know, and they don't know. Like, some of them didn't know what it was, and at the same time, I was like, well, you know, like, are you okay? They said, yeah, you can come over. Well, no, you know, I didn't kick them. You know, I just kept them at a foot's length. But, yeah, no, and even now, another one of my friends, they have a few symptoms that they're worried about, so, thoughts, please send, like, thoughts, prayers, whatever, out to them, because, I really want, a lot of people that I care about to, feel better, and, whatever, like, a lot of, oh my gosh, and I'm sure we all know this story. Hey, how are you feeling? Oh, I don't feel so good. Did you go to the doctor? I'll go to the doctor the next. No, just go to the doctor if you're feeling this bad. There's so much to go through on this show, but I don't know if we have enough time, but don't get me wrong, we're gonna try. We're going to try. One of the things is well, okay. So every morning when you wake up, how many people are looking for socks? Socks that you know you put away. You put them together, you pair them up and all, and then all of a sudden, now I've talked to multiple people about this, and I'm sure there's someone stealing socks. Like there's no way. All these, I know it sounds ridiculous, and but at the same time, come on, where are these socks going? For real, like go look wherever you keep your socks. Go look. How many of them are missing a pair? Or the other, like, it's not adding up. And it's like, well, you put them in the washer, you took them out, you fold your clothes, and it's like you went through your clothes or whatever. So, whatever, it's not like in your pants, like when you wash them or whatever, like it's not like they're falling out. It's like, okay, well, that doesn't make any sense because I know I put 20 socks in here. So, where did the other 15 go? It's not adding up. I'm telling you, someone's stealing socks. I don't know why. I don't know for what purpose, but we're gonna figure it out together. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what this show is about. It's about togetherness. That's why it's the daily shift. We all have to work together. Another thing is, I went over to this place called Fallon's, and delicious, delicious food. And there was an individual in there, and they went in and they grabbed a turtle cake. I have not tried their turtle cake, but it is something that I do want to try. I bought a turtle cake, but I did not get to try it. I gave it to somebody else. I'm a giver. I am. I'd rather somebody else try it, not just because not well not just but it, not because it's, oh well. What do you like? Oh, are you trying to have somebody else try it rather than you? And it's like, no, I'd rather, like, I can go back. I know where this place is. I want to know what their opinions on it is. And one of the things was, a lot of people say, like, oh, well, no, we love it, this, that, and the other. And, I tried what the banana pudding, the blueberry, it's some kind of cake, and they have a different menu all the time, all the time. So you can try different things like white chicken chili, right? Somebody right now just started licking their lips. Don't lick your lips in front of everybody else. Like you gotta control that. That's on you. Don't blame me. They have what is it called? It's an etouffee. I just love saying that, like etouffee. It's literally that's what it's called though. It's some lobster etouffee, lobster etouffee. They have meatloaf. Oh, they're so good. They're so delicious. It's called Fallon's. Check it out. It's delicious. It's worth looking into. And question of the day, who knows what it is, because at this point I have so many. Well, I had so many. I don't know if they're still here at this point. But yeah, no, I don't know if it's still here. But there's the Fat Tuesday is coming up. The Super Bowl just passed. That's on par with Mardi Gras that's happening. I didn't know it was going to be lasting this long. I honestly did not know. Mardi Gras is happening. Jeez, there's thunderstorms. There's nice weather in the mornings, and the point is, if you're listening to this show, oh, and also so many movies that I've seen. So if you're listening to the show, however you're listening, I appreciate you. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to the radio show on the Jukebox Radio, My Spin Radio, Outside the Box Radio, I appreciate you. You can listen on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, and also you can listen on Amazon Podcasts and so many other ways. So however you're listening, I appreciate you. We're going to be back after the break. All you have to do is keep it locked and don't go anywhere. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break.
Dreams, that's where I have to go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stare at a picture of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift. I have a question for you all. So we can go ahead and prompt this out the question of the day. Now, for people who have the New Year's resolution of losing weight or not, who cares? You should just be you. But the question is, I'm gonna preface this question of the day by saying this. People losing weight, it's not what you had. It's not what you could have. It's what you do have when you're dating, or what personality you gain from losing weight or gain. Because let's face it, there's some people who will change personality when they lose weight or gain weight. I mean, don't you just want to be accepted for who you are? Don't, I feel like that's a good thing. Like, when people are a little bit bigger or whatever. Yeah, like, oh, hey, hon, like, why don't we go for a run? And I think we've talked about this before. It shouldn't matter. It really should not. Do you like this person? Do you like their personality? Do you have fun with them? Do you feel any type of way when you're around them? It doesn't matter what they look like. I just saw something. It was like, it's an SNL skit, but I thought that joke was pretty funny. And he's like, well, if you're just stabbing around in the dark, like, what would you do? And he's like, well, I'd probably stab somebody. Now, imagine what you're stabbing around in the dark with was a heart. I mean, you'd stab them with your heart. Like, if you heard somebody like saying, like, oh, well, things that you like, or whatever the case. I mean, I feel like that's why a lot of people online, and nowadays anyway, fall in love. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because you get to know somebody a little bit better. And I know I've said this on another show, don't know when, but it's somewhere there. But when you're talking to someone, you get to know them more intimately. You get to know them emotionally, for those who is spiritually, and you just get to know the person a little bit better, you know? rather than for the physical. And there's nothing wrong with, like, if you're a physical person, then hey, that's going to be there eventually, because if you folks are starting a relationship, then hey, that's going to happen eventually. But you're building something more. So what does it matter? I'm all for, like, hey, I'm doing this to get healthy. Absolutely, do it. I'm going to start eating or drinking kale. Go for it. Yeah, let's do that together. Let's go to the gym together. But it shouldn't be the reason why. And I bring this up because I was watching an Instagram video, and people were like, oh, so people can't work out or post videos because it's like, no, that's not, but you know, like, okay, like if a woman or a guy were to just go on Instagram and be like, okay, so here's how you stretch your back, and you see, like, shorts. Okay, well, what is this, like, why, like, you don't have to wear that attire. Like, that attire didn't always exist, let's face it. That's the one thing that bothers me about, like, and that's, I'm guessing that's why I don't use social media. There's a lot of reasons why I don't use social media, but that's one of them, because it's just people going on there and being like, oh, well, I'm going to flex this, and we're going to stretch, like, when you stretch your foot, like, you got to do this and that. And it's like, okay, well, why are you in a bikini doing this? Like, it's about your ankle, right? So can't you wear, like gym shorts or something? I don't care what you wear, but at the same time, don't pretend like you don't know what you're doing. Come on. Let's face it. Like, if it's like, okay, we're going to put on this makeup and blah, 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 and the guy has on, like, no shirt and is wearing, like, boxer briefs, that, you know, make things pop. Just saying. You know, like, what are we really trying to accomplish here? Are you trying to get views, or are you actually trying to teach people things? Now, you can do both, but my thing is, be honest about it. Just be honest about it. It's like, okay, well, yeah, I'm trying to get some views, so I'm wearing this, like, this is, from the line, from the Betty Crocker line. I know that's not what Betty Crocker does, but you get what I'm saying. Just be honest about it. Just be upfront. Like, hey, I want a lot of people to see this, and a lot of people commented and said, like, oh, well, they like the way my body looks, so I feel like this is a good way for me to be out there so other people can see how to stretch. You know, there's reason, like, there can be a reason behind it. Just you don't have to fake it to make it, you know. Just be upfront and honest about it. That's fine. You know, because there's some people that are looking at it, and then on top of that, they feel bad. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to do these stretches, and maybe I can get a body like that. Well, I mean, that'd probably be a good start. Maybe. I don't know. But all I'm saying is, just be open and honest about it. Like, okay, well, I'm putting this out there because I want, you know, I want more views. Okay. Well, you're certainly going to get them. There's some people out there, it's like, well, why do people always have to sexualize, blah, blah, blah? And it's like, well, because you're wearing that. You know what you're wearing. If a woman walked down the street naked running. Well, if a woman ran down the street running Oh, I'm just trying to get in shape. Why do you have to sexualize everything? Because you're running down the street naked. That would be a good place to start this conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to. Everything is not just like somebody being like, oh, well, I'm going to sexualize this. It's like, no. There's certain things that you're like, you're exposing about yourself, you know? And when people act oblivious to it, I feel like that's, how do I phrase this? It's promoting bad self-awareness. I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it, but it's not helping anyone, you know? It's not helping anyone, because then you get a whole bunch of people who's like, oh, well, you shouldn't shame him because he decided to run down the street or whatever. I can understand if you're working out and like, oh, well, you know, it got hot, so I took off my hoodie. Or like, but I mean, me personally, when I work out, like I wear things like that on purpose. I'll wear a trash bag. I'll wear a black hoodie to bring in the heat. I'll wear sweatpants to bring in, black sweatpants to bring in heat. To purposely heat myself so I sweat more. You know, maybe they don't have to do that. That's perfectly fine. But when you act oblivious and you're making like a video or a Snapchat, how dare you look at me like that? That's literally what you're trying to do. You know, I get not trying, like, if it's like, oh, I'm legitimately working out here and you're interrupting my workout. You know, I'm wearing these because that's what I'm used to wearing when I ran track or when I get it. But if you're really saying like, oh, well, no, this is like my workout gear. I can't believe that all the time. Can you? So I want everyone to think about that. Ask yourself that question whenever you go to the gym. Are you trying to impress somebody at the gym? Like, I mean, when you go home or go to a friend's house, like, oh, I saw him at the gym today and I was wearing my favorite, sweats or my favorite whatever tights or whatever. This is how out of touch I am. Like, are you really doing that? And don't you just want to be accepted for who you are? And as you go along that journey, bring them along that journey. If you're working out to lose weight to be healthy, hey, that's great. Perfect. Bring them on that journey with you. Or have them encourage you to go along that journey. But it shouldn't be like, oh, I have to do this, like, because otherwise this person's not going to like me. Or this person's not going to stay with me or whatever the case may be. Do what you think you want to do. It's not about like dating or anything like that. It's about what you think you want your lifestyle to be. So think about that. Do you want to just be accepted for who you are? And I think everybody does. And everybody should be. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Man, for our first show back, this is kind of heavy, isn't it? We're going to come back. We're going to do more of the show. Hopefully you stick tuned. I know like probably like two people like tuned out at this point. Oh, I can't stand them. It's fine. I love you too. This is the Daily Shit. We'll see you right after the break. Keep it locked. That I can't follow. So
Cause the love that you left is all that I get. I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I'll settle for the ghost of you. There can be one only you and
baby. Welcome back to the Daily Shift, and instead of doing the facts, we're going to do two entertainment segments because there's so much to cover. It's been 2 weeks, so let's go over some of them. Like for the fact that the, well, I guess this is a fact. The Super Bowl just happened on Sunday, and I hope everyone had a good and safe time. I don't know what team you're rooting for, but I hope you enjoyed watching. I hope you had a fantastic time celebrating or whatever, or with the people that you're around. I know that Usher performed at halftime. A lot of people are saying that they were underwhelmed. When I heard Usher, and trust me, Usher is amazing. Truly is amazing, and but I just when I heard Usher was performing, I was like, oh, just like that. Oh, okay. Well, and Reba performed the Star Spangled Banner, and I love Reba. I even enjoyed her television show. In case anyone didn't know, she did have a television show. I'm sure you can look it up and find it somewhere and go and watch that. Hey, oh, my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. Okay, I'm gonna stop there. but no, there are a lot of stars, of course, at the Super Bowl. The commercials. Oh, let's talk about the commercials for a moment. For one, you got to see Deadpool and Wolverine. that commercial, I enjoyed it. I don't want to spoil anything, but if you've seen any of the new Marvel Universe, like Loki, and I've talked about Loki, the series before, and a ton of other ones, and also they I also have a never mind, not gonna bring that, but they are like linking them all together. And the thing is, I talked to a family member about this before, because I was like, oh well, you know, what movie was it? There was a movie that was coming out. And I was like, well, you probably need to see some of the TV series. And then they were like, well, why would you need to see like any of the TV series? Like, they're not going to like link them like that. And I was like, I don't know. And sure enough, they did. They linked a lot of the TV series. And now somebody that I know, like, they watched the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine. And they're like, I don't know, it looks kind of confusing. Like, I want to see it, but it looks kind of confusing. And it's like, well, I know, because, well, it was there on, if you've seen the trailer. I don't want to spoil anything. Well, you know what? If you don't want anything spoiled, cover your ears for a moment. So the TVA is involved in the Deadpool versus Wolverine movie. If you don't know who the TVA is, that means that you should probably go and watch some of the Marvel series. So I'm interested on where this is going. And on top of that, they've introduced some characters into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And things have changed in the Marvel Cinematic, because, of course, some of the the original Big Three are pretty much gone at this point. Of course, if you haven't seen Avengers Endgame yet, then you probably don't plan on it. So let's talk about that. So if you plan on seeing Endgame, then cover your ears for this. you couldn't see, but I was rolling my eyes for a moment. so of course, Iron Man is gone. Captain America is gone. And rest in peace, of course, Chadwick Boseman, aka Black Panther, is gone. But they gave the role over to, I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen that movie yet, but there's a lot that's happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that I think it's worth watching. I do want to see what they do with this and Marvel versus Deadpool, because Deadpool and Wolverine, because Hugh Jackman said he was done. And he came back for this role, so I definitely want to see it. After Logan, he said he was done being Wolverine, and he came back. So I do want to see what they do with this movie, and it looks fantastic. But I think I kind of know what's going on. If you want to hear my take on it, if you don't, once again, cover your ears. I think that this Deadpool is a Deadpool from another universe, because if you remember from the other Deadpool movie, Deadpool 2, what was his name? Bob died because, he tried to pull another hero out of the trash compactor or whatever, the wood chipper, and then he got thrown up on and he died there. So, but he's alive in this one. And of course, his wife is alive in this one as well. So, I mean, I think this, well, I'm pretty sure this is a Deadpool from another universe, and they're going to be teaching him to be Deadpool. You know? So, I mean, I want to hear everyone's interpretation of this. This is going to be interesting. What's also going to be interesting is what happens in the entertainment, because, there's a few movies that I've seen. Oh my gosh. And I don't even know how to begin. And it's the beginning of the year. Beginning of the year. Beginning of a new chapter. Which is hopefully better. And amazing for everybody. I hope everyone is having a safe Monday. Had a safe weekend. Had a safe past 2 weeks that I have not been here. I know. I know what you're saying. What is he doing back here? I'm doing a show that hopefully you all enjoy. This is The Daily Shift. What we're going to do, we're going to take a break. You know the many ways to find us. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. Of course, don't forget about the Wisdom app. You can find me there if you want to have a conversation. Don't forget about, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Amazon Podcast. There's so many ways to listen to the show. All you have to do is type it in. You can type it in on Google or Yahoo or Bing or whatever search engine you use. All you have to do is just look. The Daily Shift with an exclamation point. And if that doesn't help you, you can type in The Daily Shift exclamation point clutch. This is The Daily Shift. I'm going to see you right after the break. All you have to do is keep it locked. Thank you for keeping it locked here on The Daily Shift. If you've seen any of the newer movies that have been out, I saw Aquaman in the Lost Kingdom. That was not what I expected. It was on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm definitely going to go ahead and just... The first number that came to mind is 4. I'm just going to start saying the first number that comes to mind when I think of these movies. Now, if I change them, that's fine. at least you have somewhere to go, you know, between a 4 and maybe a 7. But Aquaman and Lost Kingdom, a 4. I'm gonna stick with 4 on that one. It was not that great, in my opinion. Like, I mean, some people will probably go and see and be like, oh, it deserves more than that. But hey, that's up to you. But Aquaman and Lost Kingdom, I'm giving that a 4. Night Swim, it's a horror movie. Keep in mind all the ratings of these movies. That movie was rated R. I'm going to go ahead and give that one a 5. No, I said the first number. First number that popped in my head was 6. Man, that was just the ending. Let me see what else here. I thought I saw, like, but, like, okay, let me explain Aquaman. Aquaman, I'm not gonna spoil anything. It was just really, really rough to just, like, get through, because it just seemed like it was just trying to be, remember Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, it just seemed like it was just trying so hard to be funny. Even though, like, you know, I didn't enjoy that. Night Swim, that one, I don't know. Like, it was just like, wait, so why don't they just, you know, it was just a lot of, that's a movie that you definitely have to see and judge for yourself. I gave it a 6, you know. I mean, and then, like, after I thought 6, I was like 5. So it's between 5 and 6. So it's not bad. Well, okay, correction, that is pretty bad. But, I mean, you know, give it a chance. See it for yourself. So that way you can, don't take anyone else's word for something. You gotta go and experience it for yourself so you know what you really think of something. I can just give my opinion, but in my opinion, that was a rough movie. Night Swim. If you're watching Power, keep in mind the ratings of these movies and shows that I'm saying, because not all of these are for kids. Power is a rated MA show, but oh man, it's getting good. It's getting real good. Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. There's some speculation going on there. But we're going to save that speculation for next time. Why? Because it's time to go. Because it's about to be a new day. And if it is a new day, and if it's Tuesday for you already, then good morning. And if it's Monday night and you're about to head to bed after a long weekend of the Super Bowl, maybe Mardi Gras, maybe some other type of celebration, birthday parties, weddings, whatever it may be, then good night. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you next time.